The Salmon Arm RCMP have been kept busy of late. The police department issued a press release Saturday morning chronicling a near two-week period of crime in the Shuswap, detailing police incidents from mid to late October. From a hairy attempt at shoplifting to a scissor-wielding seductress, here's what Salmon Arm RCMP have been dealing with recently. October 17. A Salmon Arm bank employee reported to police that an unhappy customer had assaulted another employee. The employee reported that the customer entered the bank demanding to withdraw $14,000 cash, but the customer's account had been flagged for suspicious activity, therefore limiting the amount they could withdraw. The customer began yelling at the employee, through two plexiglass displays, and also through a heavy cardboard sign that struck one of the bank employees. Police located the angry customer on October 23, where he was arrested for assault with a weapon and later released with a future court date. Criminal charges are being recommended for BC prosecution for assessment. October 19. A man at a store on 10th Avenue Southwest in Salmon Arm reported that civilians were holding down a man that had been caught shoplifting. Police attended and took the man into custody. They learned the man had been in the store wearing a wig. When he'd attempted to purchase some product, his bank card declined, and he attempted to make a run for it with the products before being stopped by staff outside the store. The man is later released on conditions, with charges forwarded to BC prosecution. October 20. The next day, police responded to Rogers Rink in Salmon Arm, where it had been reported that someone had stolen 7 cell phones from one of the hockey dressing rooms. An owner of one of the stolen phones was able to live track their phone's location, which was mapping at the nearby swimming pool. RCMP attended and located a man well known to police in the men's change room. He was found in possession of several cell phones in his backpack that did not belong to him. The man was arrested and later released with a future court date. All of the stolen cell phones were returned to their owners. October 26. Salmon Arm RCMP conducted a traffic stop with a Dodge Ram pickup truck on 4th Avenue Southeast at 8:30 p.m. Police could smell a strong odor of alcohol coming from the driver, who admitted to drinking earlier that night. The driver failed a breathalyzer and waived their right to a second test. The vehicle was impounded for 30 days and the driver was slapped with a 90-day driving prohibition. The matter was referred to Road Safety BC. October 28. Police attended a collision on the Trans-Canada Highway in Tappan at 5:30 p.m. The crash involved two semi-trucks traveling at low speed and there were no injuries. Minor damage rendered both semis inoperable. Salmon Arm RCMP would like to extend a thanks to the crew at Emil Anderson Construction who assisted police with traffic control and removing the damaged semis from the highway after police were able to complete their investigation, said Media Relations Officer Const. Andrew Hodges in the press release. October 29. At 1 a.m., a man reported to police that a woman had attempted to stab him in the neck with a pair of scissors. Police attended 11th Avenue Northeast and found the woman noticeably intoxicated and slurring her words. The man told police he had gone over to the woman's house to ask her to turn her music down, when the woman invited him in for a beer. When the man rejected an advance from the woman, she became upset. She grabbed a pair of scissors, straddled the man, and attempted to strike him in the neck with the scissors, stated the Salmon Arm RCMP press release. The man was able to push the woman off and call police. The woman was arrested and stayed in a cell overnight due to her level of intoxication. She was later released with a future court date, with charges forwarded to BC prosecution for assessment.